Okay. Who the hell are you and why are you here?
My name's Hunter Creel, and I'm with the University of Iowa, the hand-built bicycle program.
Okay, so you're a student, and you're learning while you're a student to build bikes?
Yeah, Steve McGuire runs the bicycle program at the University of Iowa and has really kind of given us that opportunity to learn how to build frames.
What year are you in university?
I'm a second-year graduate student in the sculpture department.
Okay, so you're pretty well along. Are there, like, freshmen and sophomores in there?
I think a lot of times, like undergrads, you'll get like juniors and seniors, and you'll get like first, second, third year graduate students as well. And it's a good mix of engineering students and art students, which I think is a really nice mix of mechanical people and visual people.
And it kind of gets those people kind of mixing together and kind of realizing that it's just not all about them.
I agree. No, I think that mix is like super important. You know, my undergrad where I went, there was no mixing between art and engineering. And at this university, I think it's super important to be mixing engineers with artists.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I'm on the engineering side
yeah.
myself. I mean, but I get it.
I think having, you know, visual people and makers and builders with the people who actually know what the hell they're doing.
Right, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nice.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so these two bikes here, did you just build these this year?
I built this fat bike that I have here back in, would this be this, no, it'd be 2016 in the spring, and this was my first bike. And then I've still just built this titanium mountain touring bike this past fall.
So, were you a metal sculpture guy? Or just sculpture in general?
Well, yeah, I mean, I did a lot of metal work, but I'd make a lot of kinetic, electronic, and robotic work.
Okay.
So I am very mechanical.
So the geekier side of sculpture.
Yeah, exactly. A lot. Well, I wouldn't call it geeky. I make, like, idiot machines, so super rudimentary machines that perform tasks that are meaningless.
Sure, I know that. You're Rube Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah, so a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so let's say this first bike, take us back to then. You know, you're a novice, essentially, from a bike perspective, and you're in this program. Granted, you have a good base around you to draw from in terms of understanding and asking questions, but what killed you when you were making this bike?
What killed me making this bike?
It just drove you nuts.
I think all the components and figuring out what else I was going to buy or how I was going to fit the bike. You know, how the chain line, you know, sets up, the gearing, all of that. I feel like I had a pretty good handle on the frame and how to approach that in the building because I, you know, knew how to TIG weld before coming in.
Well, the problem, you know, here is that these are systems.
Yeah, I think, and nothing's universal. Or there's no standards. So I was super baffled on componentry, you know, to go onto the frame. I felt like the frame was relatively accessible and approachable, where the components just blew my mind.
Okay, so looking at this from a student's perspective or an academic perspective, doing this at a university, what do you think it adds to you? What do you think it adds to the students there in a real, like, wow, this is going to really affect them for the rest of their careers if they never touch a bike again?
Yeah, I think, I guess I can only speak from, like, personal experience. So, you know, I came in, you know, wanting to build machines, kinetic work, and having this opportunity to build bikes has really kind of flipped my perspective on what I want to do. I think as a graduate in art, you're supposed to come in and focus on something, and this has really divided my time in a good way. So even if I don't build frames outside of the university, I have these bikes. And, you know, they've kind of allowed me to explore. I've gotten more into gravel racing, bikepacking, that kind of thing. So it's given me something outside of the studio to pursue as well.
Sure. So. Where is your art going right now, just on a separate note entirely?
A lot of my work is essentially like cultural commentary.
Boy, that's new.
Yeah, it's not new at all, but I think humor is important. But it's also like humor of the mundane.
That's the idiot boxes that you like.
Yeah, so that's those idiot machines. So I don't really know where the work's going. And I think
I had a friend that, like, he was a graduate student in physics, and he was making annoying noise machines.
Yeah, these are definitely kind of annoying and obnoxious. And visually and auditory, I'm trying to think how they are. Abrasive.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right.